The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to CIO Talk Radio with your host, Sunjo Gall. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers. Here's Sunjo Gall.
Good morning and welcome to CIO Talk Radio. To learn more about the show, please visit www.ciotalkradio.com. Today's topic is building an externally focused IT team. And our guests for today's show are Merv Tardy, who is the Vice President of Information Technology and Chief Information Officer, and Vice President of Facilities and Property Management for Interstate Battery System of America. Good morning, Merv.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good, sir. How are you doing?
Actually, I'm doing great. Thank you.
Beautiful. We also have Jose Carlos Arras, who's the author of The Practical CIO, and he's also the former CIO of GM Europe and also the DHL Express in the United States. Good morning, Jose.
Yeah, good morning, Sanj. How are you doing?
Very good, very good. How's life treating you?
Yep, so far, excellent.
Very good. It's an honor to have both of you on the show. The topic that we picked up, and this has been something which we want to do, and we say that we are trying to do, but it doesn't look like it's happening. And that's why it is an important topic for all of us to explore, that we say we want to align business with IT, or rather IT people with the business people so that they understand what's going on. And they also not only understand what our offerings are, but also what the competitors are doing, what are the partners doing, what are the other entities surrounding us doing. But then we get second-hand knowledge from our sales and marketing and other type of business partners, and which could be, dangerous, if you will, because you're not getting the true picture in many cases. So the fact we want to do this externally focused, or we want to build that externally focused IT team, what is the hold up? What is preventing us from being able to get there? Merv.
I would say probably the biggest hold up is where you just don't have alignment, probably, between the business segments and a centrally focused IT team. I know one of the things we have tried to do here, and we've done it successfully, is making sure that we have a liaison between each one of the business units and then even each one of the functional areas to try to create that communication layer that makes us successful, and making sure that each one of the projects that we work on are more owned by the business rather than IT.
So you mentioned that the alignment is missing. Isn't this a catch-22, that we want people to know more about the business for them to be aligned with business, and here we are saying first we have to have alignment and then this thing will happen?
Well, you have to know the business. I mean, that's for sure. And so we also try to look for people that are in the business units that want to come to work in IT. But what we're finding more than anything is a lot of times we'll take people from IT and actually transfer them to the business. And in another case where we have project managers or business analysts, if they are in IT, we'll actually sit them in the business unit so that they can actually see the day-to-day activities and understand it inside and out.
Now, Jose, what's your take on where we are with this whole thing? Because you've lived those, and now you're standing outside and watching the way the trends are, and they don't continue. They're not improving with respect to giving IT workers the business knowledge as we would all like to.
Right. I mean, the issue is not so much that IT doesn't want to, know about the business, or even that the business, doesn't want IT to know about what the business is all about. It's just, it's a difficult thing to do in practical terms. I mean, the business is very dynamic. Things change, quite frequently. Then there is economic crisis that changes, business direction. there is, in a lot of cases, there is a lack of clarity from the business. I mean, sometimes the business itself doesn't really understand, where they are going. I mean, it's not just a question to understand what the business is, but where the business is going to. I mean, that's what IT needs to know, right? And sometimes, and I worked, in several companies, and sometimes people don't really know, the business don't really know where they are going. And there are, conflicts and difference of opinions between the business members, right? Another issue is sometimes the CIO himself doesn't sit on the business board. And, there is a lot of companies where the CIO reports to a CFO, and then, he gets the business, let's say, intelligence, like not even secondhand, but third hand. Sometimes you have companies that have different business segments and with different types of goals, and those goals sometimes conflict, between the business segments. And obviously IT wants to standardize and do common things, and you have those kinds of issues. And then obviously, the regular communication, interpretation issues. So it doesn't happen in a lot of cases because of all those issues and because it's very difficult. And by other hand, is also, I think we need to go further. I mean, there is a need for the business to understand IT, right? And that's the other challenge that the CIO have. It's not only, just the IT understand the business, but, the business needs to understand the IT goals as well. And so it has to be both ways. And it's just difficult to do. I mean, you don't see that happening in a lot of cases just because it's a tough issue.
Now, what you just said, Merv, how much do you think we can keep saying that we need, but that need is not fulfilled for decades, let alone years?
Well, I think it's past the need position at this point in time. I mean, you have to be aligned. You have to be involved in the business. I couldn't agree with Jose more in terms of the topic of being on that executive committee. You have to know what's going on within the business units all the time. And, fortunately, here at Interstate, we have very close alignment with all the officers of the company. In fact, we meet for 4 or 5 hours on a weekly basis. And in a lot of corporations, that might be a once a quarter type ops review or something like that. And again, just like Jose mentioned, is that if you're reporting to the CFO or some other officer, sometimes you're only getting information second or third hand, and it really is not effective. So the closer you are aligned with what's happening, not only on a monthly or quarterly basis, but on a daily basis, especially in marketing and in highly competitive areas, you have to know how the marketplace is changing so that you can change with it and react as quickly as possible.
Now, with respect to, as I already mentioned, and I'd like to reinforce the point that we are expecting these people to be enlightened by the business users and or other people who are front-facing. And don't you think that would create a risk because it could be biased, it could be incomplete, or it could be inaccurate in terms of knowledge and information that they're getting about the entities surrounding them? And if that is going to happen, then it's going to be causing more harm than good. I don't know what we are trying to save here, money, time, effort, but what is at risk here? An ignorant IT worker, Joseph.
Well, I mean, I'm not sure I fully understand your question. I mean, and if you are saying, look, IT needs to go beyond, the business leaders of the company and try to really understand the business independently, even of, the business leaders of the company, like going, for example, straight to customers or straight to directly to suppliers, et cetera, to understand what the business is all about. I mean, I don't know about that. I mean, I really believe in teamwork, right? And I think IT can contribute a lot to the business. And, yeah, it has to have some independent thought. And yeah, it would be good if they could get some independent data, to really understand the business. But then I would say, let's work together with the business leaders in a way that you are moving the business forward, and obviously using IT has a contributor to that.
So let's take an example of an IT leader who's supposed to, now it's almost a requirement that they're supposed to be business savvy, and they should know more about business than IT for that matter. So if we are expecting the IT leader to do this, and then we want them to give instructions to their workers who are not as savvy, then it's a weakest link issue right there. Merv.
It is a weak link unless you have a communication plan in place that will keep all levels of the IT department informed about not only the direction of the company but the strategic goals of the company, so that every player within IT can talk about how what they're working on relates to a business initiative. And again, communication, I think, is key at all levels. From my standpoint, communicating to all of the management team within IT, and then even from a team basis. And that's very hard when you have a global IT team and trying to figure out how you're going to keep everybody informed about what they're working on, how it applies to the business, and making sure that they understand what the business is needing so that they understand why they're working on the things that they're doing.
Just what do you think? I mean, while we are challenging this very issue, would you say the CIO should be the only one globetrotting in or reaching out to the business managers and leaders and even suppliers and customers, because that's what the CIOs are doing today? Or would you at least expect him to allow or, in fact, empower and enable his first or second level down lieutenants to also do that, which is important because we don't want just one person telling you what the business is all about?
No, I agree. I mean, I think the CIO obviously has to be the coach here and has to get his team, to think externally. I mean, to be business people. And this is not easy to do because, business actually, to understand the business and doing business is an art of creating relationships with people and generating trust, And this sometimes, a lot of IT people are not good at that, dealing with people. We are very good at dealing with the technology, with machines. Dealing with people is something that normally doesn't come naturally to, IT people. But, this is absolutely critical to build, trusting relationships. For example, I just read an article today in Yahoo, that's saying, look, emailing doesn't really build trust, right? If you want to build trust with people, with business people, you need to have face-to-face meetings. So, and you see what is happening with email these days. I mean, everybody's just emailing. They avoid, contact. And particularly IT people, because, email is something that, people love to do because, it's something that you can send an email and then you think things get done. But, business, again, is the art of creating relationships. And if you want to create relationships, you need to meet face-to-face with people. And this is a challenge for a lot of IT people. But, the CIO needs to be the coach, needs the one that promotes that within his team.
So if we were to do current state inventory, and Merv will start with you in this, if you were to rate the level of awareness, the level of enlightenment that you see as you go down the chain of command in IT, what would that look like as a traditional, even though progressive, even if it's a progressive organization by any standards, how does that look like today? And where would you like that benchmark to be?
Well, let me start with the last point. Where I would like it to be is I would like it to be at every single level, even at the analyst or programmer level. Or even the person that's working in operations, I would love for them to have that type of relationship and communication with the business. Where I see it today in most companies, it's at the definitely the VP or CIO level and possibly one layer down. And then that's where communication starts really becoming difficult and the relationships aren't there, so on and so forth. I think people, and what I know we've done here, is we try to make sure that people at all levels are working with different parts of the business so that they not only get a request, but they're dealing with those people on a day-to-day basis. And it's tough with some people and some of the jobs that they're working in, especially if you get into some of the more technical fields. They're just heads down day-to-day, and they don't get that opportunity. So as management, I think you have to create that opportunity for them. And as we just mentioned, that type of communication is difficult for a lot of IT people.
Let's take a quick break, listeners. We'll be right back after these messages and continue our conversation, rather, in terms of continue inventorying what the current state is and what the benchmark should be. And we'll go back to Jose to share his views about the same. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Up-to-date business and financial news. Call now and get the financial information you need. 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790.
The experts are here.
Voice America Business Network.
Looking for flexible ways to scale your IT efforts? Then visit www.aval.com today. Aval helps companies find the global IT talent they need to align their IT and business objectives. Whether it's hiring top IT leadership talent or building a reliable technology team, Aval delivers. To find out how Aval can help your company, visit www.aval.com or call 1-800-947-2832. Aval, delivering global IT talent. That's www.aval, A-V-V-A-L, aval.com. Visit today.
Stop wasting time. Get what you want. Live your dream life. The Dream Big Revolution. Imagine having more freedom, better health, more money, happiness. Could your business be more successful? Unless you're living the life you want, you're wasting precious time. Your life is too valuable to waste. Let Leanne Hilgers help you find health, wealth, and happiness. Listen in and live your dream life. Join the Dream Big Revolution. Tune in every Tuesday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, on the Seventh Wave Network.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You are listening to CIO Talk Radio. To learn more about the show, please visit www.ciotalkradio.com. If you have a question or comment, call toll-free 1-866-472-5790. Now back to the show. Here's Sunjo Gall.
Welcome back. So, Jose, microphone back to you. In terms of inventorying, in your view, where do we stand with respect to enlightenment of an IT worker and how many levels down, and what should be the benchmark?
Yeah, look, based on the companies that I worked, and I work in quite a few of them, the level of enlightenment is really low, right? And as you go down in the IT organization, is even lower, right? I'm not saying that, you know, everybody in IT needs to be, you know, business and build relationships with the business. I don't think that is practical. But, you know, definitely, you know, IT executives, they have to build those relationships. And in a lot of cases, it's not happening. So that has been my experience, working for, you know, several companies. Now, in order to solve this problem, we can talk about that, but, you know, maybe that's another question.
So if you're saying that it is very low, where would you like it to be, or do you think we are still being able to do our job as usual and it's not really hurting us?
Well, I mean, one thing that I normally did when I was, you know, CIO for those companies was to institute what I call the IT board, right? The IT board, you know, think about the business boards. So I created something very similar, which was, you know, the IT board. And this IT board, it had, you know, several objectives. But one of the main objectives was, to build a team, and build a team that will be externally focused. And so, you know, I use that meeting, and depending on the company that I work for, you know, I would do that meeting, you know, once a week or once a month. Typically, I did that like, once a month for 2 days. And I would start a meeting like that by giving, the team an idea of what is happening with the business because, you know, I was sitting on the business board, so I would, you know, bring down to my direct reports, to the people that were part of the IT board, what was the business situation and what was the critical things for the business. But more importantly, what are the areas of the business that, you know, my team need to be involved? And what kind of relationship they needed to have, with the business partner. So we would spend at least half a day talking about the business, right? And then another half a day we'll be talking about HR, how building a team that was, externally focused, looking at our high performers, looking at people that, where was business-oriented and also IT-oriented. With the whole idea of create a strong team that was business-oriented, that could then, solve some of those issues. And then, very important, have a team that will have a same message. Because one of the problems when you start to have, a lot of IT people building relationships with the business, et cetera, is that you can have conflicting messages. And that's one of the, one of the major issues sometimes that IT faces is, you talk to one IT person about one issue and you get one answer. You talk to another IT person about the same issue and you get a different answer. So the idea of this IT board was also to have everybody aligned on, what are the goals? What are the strategies? What is the IT position? And also another very important thing was, to have the team make decisions as a team, not as an individual. One thing that I never allowed was people to make important decisions alone. This was always something that was done by this IT board. So with that, we solve a lot of the communication issues that you have between the business and IT. Actually, this is, is one of the chapters of my book that talks about how to build, strong teams like that and what this IT board is all about.
Now, what you just said, we are saying that we should have these people all work together as a team with the amount of knowledge which is contained within the team. How much of enlightenment would actually happen because you can only go to the highest level that exists within the team. If you allow some people to be externally focused, then there would be fresh knowledge, inspiration, ideas, challenges that business is facing. All that will keep coming through versus waiting for Mr. CIO to get that from the outside world. How effective can we truly be? And go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, but that's exactly the point. I mean, the idea is to have each one of those IT executives to be externally focused. They will, be part of, the business team, and I agree with Merv what he was saying, that those people should be part of, the business team and also part of the IT team. And by being externally focused, those guys would bring to the IT board all those things that you just mentioned, all this enlightenment that you just mentioned, and bring that to the entire board, right? To the entire IT board. So that would so in that case, for example, someone that is responsible for sales and marketing systems would be working with the sales and marketing VP, whatever, right? And they will be working, directly with the customer, getting, external data about the customer and understanding what should be the, business strategies for the customer. And this guy will bring to the IT board everything that he learned. And similarly, the guy that is responsible, let's say, for supply chain will do the same thing. He will be part of the, supply chain business board, and he will look externally, and he will get, you know, the strategies, and then he will bring that to the business board. So now everybody, including the CIO, will learn about what is happening in that area of the business. So then collectively, the enlightenment of everybody goes up.
Merv, you've listened silently to this half debate and half discussion between me and Jose. How philosophical versus how practical is this discussion at this hour?
I think it is very practical, and here's why. Rather than a board, you know, we just call it here at Interstate Batteries, the RIT leadership team, and we make sure that we are discussing what's going on within the business rather than going in to really what's happening within IT, so that we make sure that we are working on what they want us to work on. Now, once a month, I pull together the entire IT team. Every person within IT, no matter what city they're in, they tie in by phone, by conference. Most of them that are here are all locally within a large auditorium. And then we get together and we talk about all of the projects. Now, the people that are talking about them are those project managers that live and breathe in the business every day with those projects that they're working on and how they relate to the business. In addition to that, usually once a quarter, I will bring in one of the officers of a business unit to talk about the business from their perspective. And that way, every level within IT gets to hear it from them rather than us. And they talk about what their day-to-day issues are. And it just helps tighten that relationship between the business and IT.
Now, with what we are trying to accomplish here, What is the true value of all this in terms of enlightenment? Is this truly seen by the IT management and business management as something good to have, what we are referring to as business savvy, or there is truly a strategic and competitive advantage that we can look at through this education or enlightenment, and can that be quantified enough for somebody to say, yes, there is a solid business case, and yes, let's go and invest in it? Merv.
Well, I feel that it's absolutely necessary to be market-based and fact-driven. We have to have that type of communication and alignment. We have to have that trust such that the business trusts us to know what they're working on, what they need to compete out there in the marketplace, and making sure that they have a technology team behind them that is going to be able to help them deliver value to the entire enterprise. So, you know, we really work hard at doing that. Now, do we make mistakes? You bet. It's just like it was mentioned in terms of you could talk to one person, they have one impression of what might be going on, another person might have another. That's why we have these monthly meetings, to bring that back together so that people can hear, you know, one version of what it really is. Whatever the topic is, whatever the project is, you know, they all get back into alignment, and then we go off, you know, and have our weekly meetings again until the next month comes up. So I feel that it is absolutely necessary. It is strategic to a corporation for IT and the business to be totally aligned.
Jose, how much of that you feel is truly have been the case over the years where people wanted this to be a must have, and then also they were ready to pony up cash because they thought it strategically advantageous?
Yeah, no, look, I agree with everything that Merv said, and I go further. I mean, I think you need to look at this based on the stages of maturity. I think one stage is to say, okay, you know, let's have an IT team that understands the business and can respond to business needs, right? So this is, let's say, the first stage. The second stage, you need to have a business team that not only understand the business, but help with business goals. Like, you know, one of the things that I've seen a lot during my tenure as CIO is that, you know, there is this need for the business to grow. So, you know, here you measure success by saying, okay, where did IT contribute to the growth of the business, right? And then, you know, the third stage is even go further and say, okay, can IT build new businesses for the business? You see what I'm saying? And So, and obviously this depends on the company, the business, and the opportunity. But you need to look and build those relationships and have this relationship with the business in a way that you go in, you know, that you can go to those three stages. And if you look at those three stages, obviously the payback is obvious, right? I mean, if IT is now in the second stage and helping the business grow, look at the payback of that. And the third one, if IT can create new businesses for the business, I mean, this is, you know, it's kind of the ice on the cake. Yeah.
Now, with respect to what we just discussed here, if we were to go back and try to see how much of money is being actually spent and how much actual effort is being spent, given that in both of your point of views, it looks like that it is very important and it is, has got even a strategic advantage. But what is the reality today? How much of a budget has been allocated to enlightenment of an IT worker? Please stay tuned. We'll be right back and discuss.
Looking for flexible ways to scale your IT efforts? Then visit www.evol.com today. Evol helps companies find the global IT talent they need to align their IT and business objectives. Whether it's hiring top IT leadership talent or building a reliable technology team, Evol delivers. To find out how Evol can help your company, visit www.evol.com or call 1-800-947-2832. Evol, delivering global IT talent. That's www.evol, A-V-V-A-L, evol.com. Visit today.
Have questions about wind power? Listen for the TLG Wind Power Hour with Terry from TLG Wind Power Products. He'll cover the ins and outs of wind energy with you, whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or want a ready-made product. Let Terry give you the know-how and understanding of making wind energy work for you. Terry will share decades of hands-on experience so that you don't have to learn about wind power the hard way. The TLG Wind Power Hour, live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Green Talk Network.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
You are listening to CIO Talk Radio. To learn more about the show, please visit www.ciotalkradio.com. If you have a question or comment, call toll-free 1-866-472-5790. Now back to the show. Here's Sanjay Gall.
Welcome back. So now we'll start the interesting part of actually quantifying the level of interest that IT leaders and business leaders have in making this a very priority in the way IT workers are going to be enlightened and the way they'll create value. And the best proof of that would be in the amount of allocation of funds that they will have from a business side and IT side to enlightening them. Or is this going to be business as usual and somehow magically these people will have the spare time to do this? Merv, what do you see happening in your organization and or in others that you have dealt with or other people that you talk to? What's the allocation towards an IT worker enlightenment?
Well, I think the here at Interstate, the allocation has been growing year over year. We've been blessed in that the company's been growing year over year for the past 5 years. So, I mean, that's a great thing. I think it really depends, though, on how IT has delivered value to the overall company. And if the other business segments and functional areas within the company see the delivery of that value, then there's no doubt they are going to see that the investment is worthwhile. You know, if we start investing so much but we're really not delivering the value, then the overall corporation is not going to succeed as well, so therefore the investment's going to decrease. Now, what I've seen with some other CIOs in other companies in the last 2 years is they've really had to deal with some hard economic times and that they've had to produce as much but with a lot less. So the dollars haven't been there to either invest in people. A lot of cases they've had to do with less people, yet the corporation is still trying to hang on and grow in some circumstances, but you have to do it with less, and that's a completely different story. We've been fortunate enough in that we have been increasing our investment. But again, that would stop if the value is not being delivered.
Jose, do you echo this, or do you think what Merv is trying to do in his organization, or what you may have done or other people are doing, is that really taking a positive step, or is it just, you know, lip service from the real dollars spent?
Well, you see, I agree with Merv when he says that IT needs to deliver first, right? IT needs to build a credibility with the business and needs to be respected by the business. And this is, frankly, is up to the CIO to make that happen. And it's also up to the CIO to allocate, his resources on where he thinks, it should be spent to achieve that, to achieve this respect for the business. And if IT is delivering, then it's easier to get money, right? Because then you can prove the value. I mean, one of the major issues that CIOs face today is, how they demonstrate the value of IT. And a lot of CIOs struggle with that. And obviously, if you can't demonstrate the value of IT today, how can you demonstrate the value of additional investments in IT? For example, when I, because of my book, I have been doing, several seminars, and one seminar that is very popular is, IT cost reduction and IT cost effectiveness, because, everybody now is in this cost-cutting mode. And what I say in that seminar is this. I say, look, you can dramatically reduce IT costs and at the same time build the IT infrastructure and at the same time, create an IT team, that obviously is externally focused. And because, there's a lot of waste in IT today. And I think the CIO actually can also, self-fund a lot of this stuff to start. It can reduce costs and allocate part of that savings into activities like this, enlightening the IT team. But it's an issue. I mean, and it gets worse in the time of crisis. And people tend to do less in terms of crisis. And because of that, there is this distrust in IT, and IT doesn't have the respect that it should. But again, this is all boils down to the leadership of the CIO. I mean, the CIO needs to be the leader here and needs to take his team and the company to the direction, that will make sense, and the direction to, help grow the business and help the business, right? But sometimes this doesn't even happen. I mean, a lot of companies, they look at IT as a cost rather than a strategic resource just because IT is not delivering or IT cannot demonstrate the value.
And when you say this, and I'll take this question back to Merv, when Jose says, okay, IT needs to deliver value. Now, how could you have a one-man army, one-person army, which is the CIO, or perhaps a couple of their lieutenants, do this all by creating value when the rest of the crew is deer in headlights? So what comes first? Do you bite the bullet and say, okay, let's kind of enlighten them first, and then hopefully we'll create value?
Well, no, I think you actually have to be delivering the value. And then once you're delivering that value, then you can increase the number of people, systems, infrastructure, whatever you'd require at that point in time. But putting in that, whether it's a layer or whether it's just a communication process to really improve that alignment between the business and IT. It depends, again, on the company, depends on the size of the company, and going back to what Jose said earlier, where IT reports. In so many companies, IT is looked at as just an expense. It's a necessary evil. And until you can turn that around and really show that you are delivering value to the overall company, it's a hard road. And it takes a lot of work, and it starts with the CIO to build some of those relationships, but then over time, you've got to push it down as far as you can so that all of the different management levels, and especially your project managers and BAs that work with the business every day, have excellent communication and have gained that trust with the business unit. And then that allows the business to really understand IT and what else is going on within IT, so that when they're told, hey, we can't get to this right now, but here's why, because these are the other things we're working on that are strategic to the company. And then the business is going to say, hey, I understand, and now let's figure out where it fits within the priority. But that's when the trust is there.
Now, what kind of political and or territorial issues that one might face when you try to have your IT workers get aligned? So, yes, okay, let's take this, that yes, IT is delivering. Now we want to take our people to the next level. And, of course, we want the contribution from the business side, where they want to be approached, we want to approach them saying that we want our IT people to learn your business and become as smart as you are in your business. What kind of territorial, political, or inertia-driven issues that someone would face when it comes to taking that next step? Jose?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, as you try to do this, you know, people may react to it. But, you know, again, that's where people's skills coming in, right? And this is, you know, something that, you know, the IT people that are dealing with the business will have to have. But I think there is one important consideration here. And I think IT needs to take responsibility for IT. And because, you know, you say, but Jose, I mean, you know, the CIO is responsible for IT. Yes and no. I mean, you've seen a lot of companies and that, you know, business people are doing IT work, right? Because IT these days is everywhere. So you see in a lot of companies that, you know, IT is not respected because, you know, people, marketing and salespeople are doing websites, for example, and doing some IT work. So I would say it's very important that, you know, first of all, obviously, you have to have a strong IT team. Right? The CIO needs to have a strong IT team. And a strong IT team doesn't mean a lot of people. It means, you know, high-level people, people that can really deal with the business and can really deal with the technology. But then he needs to take responsibility for IT. And one of the things that I used to tell my teams when I was, you know, CIO, I would say, look, if it looks like IT, feels like IT, smells like IT, then it's IT, and we are responsible for it. So this means that, you know, you take responsibility for everything in the company that is related to IT. Otherwise, if you allow other business units to, you know, now do IT work, you lose your credibility here. And again, you don't get the respect that you need, and you can't prove your value as IT, right? So I think it's very important that IT takes the responsibility for IT, and I think as it does that, it deals with this territorial or political issues, right? And it's going to have to deal with this territorial and political issues. And again, here is where, you know, the people skills and the business skills will come in.
So when we are to go forward with this whole exercise, and more of it, as Joseph said, in terms of the political and territorial concerns, we will be dealing with that pushback of sorts. What is that magic that an IT leader can bring to the table to be able to, you know, remove those roadblocks? Or would you expect your IT workers and your lieutenants to handle this deftly by themselves?
Well, I think it's going to be different based on the requirement that's coming forth. In some situations, again, you have to be able to explain why it's better for IT to be handling a certain project or situation and totally within IT. In other cases, it might be best for the overall company to have a combined team working on a particular effort, so between the business and IT. In a third scenario, it might be best that a particular business unit that's in a very high competitive, fast-paced environment, that it's more of a federated model, and we put the team there within the business and let them communicate back to the centralized or shared services IT team on what's happening and what's needed from that shared services group, yet some of the work is being done by a combined team there in within that business unit or in the field. So it just depends on the situation, and I think, in my mind, the CIO needs to be flexible enough to be able to assess the situation and decide what is the best formula for success in any situation.
Let's take a quick break, listeners. We'll be right back after these messages and look at from an IT worker standpoint. So, yes, we want every IT worker to be as savvy about business as a business worker, and we want them to be as extroverts, etc. But then there is something to be said about genetic makeup, and we don't want to generalize about how IT workers are. At the same time, there is something different in many cases. So not everybody would be as gung-ho about going out and talking to business and becoming as enlightened. So is that a weakest link internally that you have to fight? Would you let that person keep doing the job in the cozy corner and develop code or fix a machine? Or would you make this as a mandate? Because that could basically become the weakest link again if that is going to happen. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back and explore this.
Whether the market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Looking for flexible ways to scale your IT efforts? Then visit www.evol.com today. Evol helps companies find the global IT talent they need to align their IT and business objectives. Whether it's hiring top IT leadership talent or building a reliable technology team, Evol delivers. To find out how Evol can help your company, visit www.evol.com or call 1-800-947-2832. Evol, delivering global IT talent. That's www.evol, A-V-V-A-L, evol.com. Visit today.
Money. We love it, we hate it, and everything in between. You can be the master of your life and your own economics. Join Professor Laurie Lamantia each week for the program Making Peace with Money. Laurie will help you realize the power to create fulfillment in your life and shed new light on your money madness. You'll learn how to make peace with money and feel the joy and freedom renewed in your life. Making Peace with Money is broadcast live every Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You are listening to CIO Talk Radio. To learn more about the show, please visit www.ciotalkradio.com. If you have a question or comment, call toll-free 1-866-472-5790. Now back to the show. Here's Sanjo Gall.
Welcome back. So we are talking about genetic makeups here, and also we wanted to see if these people are to go out and some of them say, no, I'm better off sitting in my cubicle. Would you make those two camps within IT, and would that really serve the purpose? Marv.
There are certain positions, I truly believe, that they're hired into a highly technical environment. Even though at a high level they need to know what's going on in the business, I don't think it's critical for them to have that same type of requirement to be out there working. For example, a person that is let's say, a systems administrator of some sort, whether it's network, systems, database, whatever, they're basically heads down, especially if they're doing modeling and design. So it's probably not as critical, in my view, that they get out there. But on the other hand, when you're looking at any management layer, or if you're looking at the project managers or business analysts, then I think it does need to be a mandate or part of their job description or part of their day-to-day or week-to-week process to be out there in the business.
Jose, would you differentiate among IT workers? Would it not be, something where you're leaving it half-cooked, your IT organization, if you were to say you don't need to be business savvy?
Well, I mean, I think, the more the team and every individual knows about the business, it's better. But I agree with Merv. I mean, I think there are certain functions within IT that the customer is IT people, right? And they need to understand that. So now you build a relationship here, not with the business externally, but with the IT business. Right. So, for example, I mean, if you have someone that is responsible for marketing and sales systems, that guy has to be responsible for all new development and things like that, but also needs to be responsible for all the systems that are running today. And the systems that are running today, there is someone in IT running those systems, and this guy should be the customer of those internal IT people. So, in other words, I think it changes a little bit, those more operational and technical people. The customer is really IT people, and they need to understand that. And in a lot of IT organizations, that doesn't happen. People tend to work separately and within their jobs, and they and technical people don't think that they have customers, and they should understand that. And the IT organization should be able to reflect that. So net-net, I mean, the more you know about external business, the better. But even the more technical guys, they need you to understand that they have customers within IT and build relationships with those people.
Now, Merv, in your case, if you were to go back and try to make this externally focused IT team, what is the type of culture that would be a prerequisite and the mindset and the mandates from business and IT standpoint for you to even fathom doing something like this?
I think you have to have a focus on what is going to define success for the entire company. We have five requirements that sort of drive each individual team member within the company, but it's the fifth requirement that I feel that's probably the most important, and that's it's the most difficult one too, and that is the one that basically focuses, we are going to do best on what really defines enterprise success. And we try to create the culture that everybody tries to take a look at what is best for the entire enterprise, rather than a particular person, group, functional area like IT, marketing, sales, whatever, our business unit. We try to look at what is best for the entire enterprise. Further on down you go within the management structure, even down to the tech, it becomes tough because they don't see that on a regular basis. So it's our job as leaders of the enterprise to make sure we try to get that information down to them. It's like Jose said, with the technician, they have customers too, and most of those customers are within IT. But it's our job to make sure that they understand that those are his or her customer, but then they have to understand the entire overall enterprise objectives and who our end customer is also, who's buying our products or services.
Jose, just 1 minute. What do you think? What would be the type of culture you would like to see there?
Yeah, I mean, you have to have a culture of external, business. I mean, the entire IT team, and particularly the IT executives and the IT managers and even the project managers. I mean, they need to
fading out, Jose.
Yeah, they need to have that, and this is up for the CIO to create that environment.
On behalf of the show and our listeners, I'd really like to thank you, Merv and Jose. Building an external-focused IT team is a dream for many. Some people have made some great strides into it, but then, you know, there's a lot more to be done. And hopefully this discussion would help our listeners to see what the challenges are and what some of the leaders like Jose and Merv have been doing in their respective organizations. Please stay tuned for coming weeks, and we'll be talking about more interesting topics. And thank you again, Merv and Jose.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to CIO Talk Radio. To learn more about the show, please visit www.ciotalkradio.com. Join Sunjal Gall next Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Pacific, for another hour of CIO Talk Radio.